Welcome back to Mental Health on the Farm. I'm PM Yankee. This is a special presentation focused in on dialogue about the stress that our farm families and farmers have been facing across the United States and the resources that are available out there to try to assist with their mental health if they can just take a step. I'm PM Yankee, and this is brought to you courtesy of Commodity Classic, America's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience, along with the cooperation of the National Association of Farm Broadcasters. Let's continue and talk with another young farmer from just outside of St. Louis, Missouri, that battled quite a few different challenges when it came to mental health. He is a pharmacist and also a cattle farmer that has found inspiration in sharing his story on his path to mental wellness with others, not just in his community, but in light of the pandemic, finding a worldwide audience through social media that listens regularly to his ag podcast. Jason Meadows joins us now. Jason, share with me the story on your mental health challenges and how you started creating resources that others are now turning to.
I struggled with my mental health when I left for college. I was born and raised in out about 85 miles southwest of St. Louis on my family's cow-calf operation. And I left it to go to St. Louis College of Pharmacy back in the fall of 2002, and I just wasn't prepared for the life that it was going to be transitioning from small farming community to the big city. And I wasn't ready for myself to like be in such a different dynamic. I was a small town, small high school, things were easy for me, and then I got to pharmacy school and things were no longer easy for me. I didn't have sports to fall back on. I didn't have my same old friends to fall back on. And man, I really got into a mental struggle. That mental struggle culminated with me kind of using alcohol to prop myself up a bit and use it as a band-aid for a while. But I got better. Eventually I got better and better a little bit by little bit. And I graduated pharmacy school, took a job right back here at home, close to home anyway, about 20 miles down the road at a hospital. And I still farmed. I still had my cattle. I bought up my own herd of livestock when I was in college. So being in agriculture was a huge part of what I was doing. And I still had the stresses, though. I still had them. And, when I started trying to expand my operation, it led to some stress and anxiety, the rise and fall of the cattle market back in about 2014, 2015, that really, was a stress on me. And I changed my mindset around some things. I changed the way I interacted with my family, and I understood what came first, and that was myself and my family. And when I changed that dynamic about me, I was totally, I was a changed man. And I wanted to give back to people. I knew there were people who had to have been struggling similar to me in rural America, in agriculture, because the stresses I faced I know for a fact were faced by other people. So I wanted to combine my love for agriculture with my passion and professional work in healthcare into a project, into something that could combine both worlds. And that's where the podcast came, Ag State of Mind, where we focus on mental health and agriculture. And I always say it's a three-pronged approach, both my professional life and my agricultural life, and also my own struggles with it and my own unique perspective as someone who has seen the worst parts of their mental health and been able to get them better. And so I feel like I have a really unique perspective.
Absolutely. Jason Meadows is along with us, a pharmacist and also a cattle farmer from just outside of St. Louis in St. James, Missouri. Jason, share with me your perspective on the demographics we have in agriculture today and why that kind of complicates getting these mental health conversations started.
Well, for so long, we've been taught the opposite, right? We've been conditioned to believe that we are not to talk about these things because it somehow makes us weak. And that's not the case at all. We've been taught to be independent, and being independent is absolutely a wonderful thing and a necessary thing when you're involved in agriculture. But it doesn't really lend itself to outside help very well. And so I think that when you're dealing with a demographic and a population who is of a different generation, a lot of us, I mean, I haven't looked recently, but the last time I checked, the average age of a farmer in America is somewhere in around 68. That probably, and sadly, I think that's actually probably on the rise. So, I mean, we're dealing with a different generation. We're dealing with a demographic that is just tough and stubborn. I mean, I don't know any other ways to put it. And, you know, so that's a huge barrier to getting things out in the open.
So how do you try to reach those folks that are stubborn?
So I think meet them where they are, right? My friend Nathan Brown shared with me on an episode of the podcast. He had a buddy who he needed some help loading some hogs at his place. And, you know, Nathan recognize that was kind of out of the ordinary for him to reach out and ask for help like that. So, you know, he went ahead and went over and helped him, and turned out loading hogs wasn't that big of a deal. But he had other things on his mind. He wanted to talk about other stuff. He wanted to talk about the stresses he was having with his farm, his family, and his finances. And, you know, he just needed somebody. He needed somebody right then. And the lesson that can be learned from that is, you know, always look for those opportunities. You know, there's going to be little windows of opportunity like that where people, and guys especially, I mean, I talk about guys because that's what I am, and that's who I understand. They are going to give you those little windows every once in a while. And, you know, you got to be on top of it, and you got to be paying attention to those times, because they may be asking more than for help loading some hogs. It may be go way, way deeper than that.
And we do want to try to help people, Jason. Jason Meadows, again, along with us, cattle farmer from outside of St. Louis. So there's been a conversation about positive talk, self-talk. Tell me a little bit about this.
Well, you know, I'll be the first to admit, it sounds a little goofy, right? Like it or not, we all have some sort of internal dialogue. We all talk to ourselves somehow, especially when we're out in the field. You know, gosh, I'm just thinking back how many hours by myself I've spent in tractor cab mowing hay. And so obviously there's going to be some internal dialogue that goes on. There's going to be some times where you're getting in your head and you're starting to think about things. And if you're not careful, you can really put yourself to a really dark place. And so being positive with how you treat yourself and being able to give yourself, you know, be your own best cheerleader, being your own person that tells you how great you are. And, you know, maybe giving yourself a little bit of grace from time to time. You know, man, that goes a long way.
So I'm just kind of curious, Jason, again, you're working as trying to influence and talk with as many farmers as you can, and sometimes getting your arms around, you know, that self-worth can be challenging. Tell them how you try to remind farmers that they take care of other assets and that their mental health is an asset.
Oh, this is one of my favorite things. And, you know, someone else who's on this panel, Adrienne De Sutter, she's the first person that really got me to think about this in a certain way. And when you think about your tractor, your livestock, your barns, everything, grain bins, everything requires maintenance, right? You know, you got to change the oil in your tractor, you vaccinate your cattle, you treat your cattle when they're sick. You know, there's just so many things that you do as maintenance on your other assets. But the most important asset to any farm operation is the human element. It are the humans who work on that farm, whether it be the owner or the employees or the family members. They need maintenance too. They need things that they need to be taken care of themselves too. And, you know, being able to practice that self-care, you know, and again, self-care sounds like a really weird word or a really weird thing to say, but it can look so many different ways. And the great thing about that self-care is it's an individualized thing. It's something that we can totally customize customized and tailored to our own needs. And, you know, something that works for somebody else may not work for you. And, you know, when I people hear self-care, they think about sitting in a bath, a bubble bath, listening to soft rock or whatever. But, you know, I mean, that may work for somebody, but, you know, some things it's, for me, self-care is about I go out and I exercise. I go out, I ride around in my side-by-side, I check cows. I take my wife out to a dinner once a week. Little things like that. I mean, it doesn't have to be anything like extravagant. It just needs to be some things you just need to, man, just like you said, take care of yourself. Do maintenance on yourself because you are the greatest asset to your operation because the operation doesn't run without you.
Jason Meadow, a farmer outside of St. Louis who addressed his own personal mental health challenges and has channeled that energy towards his podcast, Ag State of Mind. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment after these messages.
As a little girl, I always wanted to run the combine because it meant I was helping Dad. And Dad always said, farmers are helpers. I'm teaching that to my daughters, that farmers help our family, our neighbors, and our community. It's what I do at work. I help farmers get the equipment they need. My name is Kim. I'm a farmer, and I work for Case IH.
Case IH, built by farmers.
This year, you can attend Commodity Classic without leaving your farm because it's being delivered digitally and direct to your farm March 2nd through 5th. Outstanding education, top-notch speakers, and the latest innovation and technology, all on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Register at commodityclassic.com. And thanks to our agribusiness sponsors, the first 5,000 farmers who register will have their $20 registration fee covered. The 2021 special edition of Commodity Classic, March 2nd through 5th. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Thank you for joining us for this special presentation, Mental Health on the Farm, brought to you by Commodity Classic. Thank you so much to our great panelists for sharing their stories and their insights. Jason Meadows, farmer from Missouri. Lowell Neitzel, farmer from Kansas. Adrian DeSuter, farm wife and counselor from Illinois. And Ted Matthews, a mental health practitioner from Minnesota. If you'd like to hear more on the subject of mental health on the farm and in rural communities, be sure to register for the 2021 special edition of Commodity Classic being presented digitally March 2nd through the 5th. A session called Mending the Stress Fence will take place online Friday, March 5th at 8 a.m. Central. The session is sponsored by Farm Credit and the American Soybean Association. This year's online version of Commodity Classic offers more than 50 educational sessions, and you can enjoy them all simply by registering at commodityclassic.com. The first 5,000 farmers who register can do so at no charge. All others can sign up for just $20. That's the 2021 special edition of Commodity Classic, delivered digitally direct to your farm. March 2nd through the 5th. Again, scheduling and registration information available at commodityclassic.com. And remember, follow Commodity Classic on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Once again, thank you so much to our panelists for their inspiring stories. On behalf of Commodity Classic and the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, I'm Pam Yonke, saying thanks for listening, and please stay healthy. Physically, emotionally, and mentally.